Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you for National Opinion Service. I am not telling you anything, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. And of course, I would like to start by getting
about
to know
what?
About the issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am. I would like to start by getting to... I would like to start our survey by getting to know if by any chance does anyone in your house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, ma'am, I would like to know if you are 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Awesome. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Vote.
Okay, great. What's your age, ma'am?
41.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, please raise your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
7.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say that you have been following very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
Not that closely.
Thank you so much for that. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat?
Yes.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Very strong.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president, ma'am?
Approve.
Would you say you strongly approve it or you somewhat approve it?
What are the options?
Yes, would you say you strongly approve or strongly disapprove? And you said strong, you said approve, right? So would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strong.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied?
And would you say, okay, dissatisfied, thank you so much. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The first one is creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, voter security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, combating divisions and racism, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public school education, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, knowing the cost of health care and prescription drugs, and protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
What was the one about the kids?
I'm sorry?
Is there one about children?
Yeah, improving K-12 public school education.
Yeah, that one. And abortion rights.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And now I now get to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person I have in here is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. How do you feel about him?
He's terrible.
Okay, from 0 to 100?
We'll give him a 2.
Okay, 2. What about Donald Trump?
-4. 0.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much for that. What about Tim Scott?
What's his name?
Yeah, about Tim Scott. How do you feel about him?
I don't know who that is.
I'm sorry, one more time.
You said Tim Scott?
Yeah, Tim Scott now.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So you have never heard of him. What do you think about Democrats in Congress?
They're meh. They're okay. I would say we're doing 0 through 100 again.
Yes.
We'll give them a 68.
Okay. What about Bernie Moreno?
What's the name? Moreno was the last name? What was the first name?
Bernie Moreno, yes.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, and what about Sherrod Brown?
Sherrod Brown. I'll give him a 65.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, I'll give him 72. He got my loans forgiven.
52?
72.
Okay, thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
No, they all get zeros.
Okay. What about Jill Stein?
Say the name again.
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein. I don't know who she is.
Okay, thank you so much for that. What about Kamala Harris?
We'll give her a 90. I like her.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. All right, and now it's just still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided,
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much for that. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided,
Sherrod Brown. Okay.
Thank you so much for that. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Have I heard anything about him in Israel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and is that a lot, some, on the needle, or nothing at all?
Probably some. We'll go with some.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what your friend seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More or less favorable towards what?
Yeah, what your friends seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Thank you. And would you say that much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
More favorable?
Yeah, but what you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel... What is it? Like, what is it that makes you...
What is it? Okay. I am... Let's see. What has he done with? I'm for the loan forgiveness. I like that he tried to allow Americans to get citizenship for their spouses, even though they're not U.S. citizens. I approve of him attempting to give aid to the Gazans who are being starved and bombed to death. I approve of the loan forgiveness. What else? His attempts to codify Roe v. Wade if the Democrats win.
Okay, one moment. What was the last thing you said, ma'am?
Attempts to enshrine abortion rights, so like codifying Roe v. Wade, I guess.
Okay.
What is going on back there?
I wish I could say, but they're my neighbors, so I don't know.
Your neighbors? It sounds like they're in your living room.
Yes, actually, it sounds like that. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? And I really apologize because of that, man.
So. Yes, I've read. I'm not that crazy person.
Okay, and would you say that you have heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
You can't get away from it. Yes, I've heard a lot.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay, would you say somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Much more.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And what you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
You asked me what I've read?
Yes.
So, his case, he's lost his case with Stormy Daniels, that case. Anytime he opens his mouth, he says something terrible. Let's see. It seems like he's getting sued all over the place. I haven't read anything recently about him, but anytime his name is in the paper, it's usually associated with something stupid or awful he has done. He's just all around bad person.
Yeah, I understand. So every time he opens his mouth, he only says terrible things, right? That's pretty much it, right?
Correct. And he usually has a bunch of legal issues.
Okay, great. And now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe do the biggest threat to the American community right now? You may choose two.
Okay.
Okay, so that Donald Trump getting elected president again, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the lack of quality education opportunities.
What was the one before the last one?
Okay, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Yes, that one. And what was the first one that you said, the very first one?
I'm sorry, one more time. You said, I said that that was the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. And then
yes,
you
that's
were
one of my options.
Okay, and the other one?
What was the first thing you read?
Donald Trump getting elected president again.
Yes,
that will be the
list.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for that. And for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue. The first one is growing the U.S. economy. Do you think Biden will do much better, Biden will do somewhat better, Trump will do somewhat better, or Trump will do much better?
Biden would do much better.
Okay, what about fixing the immigration system?
Nobody can do that. but I would go Biden somewhat better.
Okay, what about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms?
Biden would do better.
And would he do somewhat better or just much better?
I would go somewhat better.
Okay. Tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden, somewhat.
Okay, great. And what about rising crime and violence?
Biden, much better.
Okay, and what about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
I would go Biden, somewhat better.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Okay, and would that be somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree, 100%.
And would you say you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Very much agree. So,
okay, okay, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Disagree.
And would you say you strongly agree or, do you say you strongly disagree? Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media, ma'am? Would you say that you receive it very often? Often, not often, or not at all?
I go with just regular often.
Okay, so often, right? Just often.
Mhm.
Okay, great. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Would you may select up to two choices, okay? Would you say you receive from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or X, YouTube, TikTok or any other?
Apple News. I don't know if that counts, though. I would say probably, if we have to pick, we'll go Facebook.
Okay, Facebook and Apple News.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I have two bachelor's degrees.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And would you say that you are married or married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I have two kids.
Yes, two kids?
Yes.
Okay, great. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
What kind of services?
Church services, ma'am.
Oh, none. Not at all.
Never?
No, I don't do church.
Okay, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
A little less than half, like.
Okay. Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live at? Would you say you're urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay, thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes or no?
No. They're all born in the U.S.
Thank you. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
All born in U.S.
Okay, great. Okay, and were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am, and have a wonderful one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Estábamos hablando con Alexis ayer en la tarde que me llegó a traer y me dice, maje, ¿te acordás de qué, maje? Le dije, pues sí, porque tiene salido bien enojado, me fue caminando, me fue a construir, ah, la puta, sí, ahorita que me está diciendo, me acordé, le dije, es una cortada esa mierda, le dije. Y entonces, ¿qué piensas?